it was just kind of a natural progression because I've written nonfiction for a long time. I mean, my first published and paid piece was in 1971, and then I laid off it for a long time and became an editorial or an opinion writer, freelancer, for different newspapers, and then eventually I had a long link to the Christian Science Monitor as a political writer from about 84 till about 89 or thereabouts. It was just kind of a natural jump because, with nonfiction writing, you have to stay with the facts. And at some point in time, I think in every nonfiction writer's life, he or she is going to wonder what would happen if the writer was in control of the facts. So that was the idea that was popping in my head. So I made a jump.
Have you found that the nonfiction writing you did influenced the way you wrote in fiction?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does. It makes me more aware of, when you have a space limit, it makes me more aware of cautions against being too wordy. Every word's got a purpose in whatever writing that I do.